Hi, you're listening to Advocate Radio. This is the Lake Highlands Podcast. I'm Carrie Mitchell, one of the editors at Advocate, and today with me are one of our neighborhood bloggers, Carol Toller.
Hello.
And publisher Rick Womery.
Hey.
Lake Highlands editor Christina Hughes Babb is also sitting in.
Hi.
We're going to talk about a couple of things today, starting with the new Lake Highlands High School principal. Carol, you wrote about this. Tell us a little bit about this new principal.
Well, for the first time ever, Lake Highlands High School will have a female principal, and it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. Her name is Peggy Dillon. She's known to some in the community because she was a social studies teacher at Lake Highlands Junior High. The class of 2006 had her as their eighth grade social studies teacher. I have not met her. I know that the families at Westwood Junior High say they're sad to lose her, so that's a good sign. But we've never had a female principal before. We have a couple of female assistants up there, Michelle King and Michelle Coleman. So it'll be interesting to see if that changes things.
How do you think it might change things?
You know, strong leadership is important, and I guess that's an opinion question about whether or not it matters whether it's male or female. Discipline is a real important component of any high school. We want to make sure that, honestly, it's important to have a little bit of fear of that principal, for the kids to have some fear, and it'll be important for her to be able to project that. She can use her assistant principals for that. They are really the prime disciplinarians. But she needs to have that unique blend between a great communicator with the families and a cheerleader for the students who are doing great things, and a person who can make sure the kids who don't want to behave themselves do.
And she starts, is it July 14th?
That's right. She's finishing up things at Westwood Junior High.
And well, I'm guessing there'll probably be some sort of formal community welcome or meet and greet type of...
There will, and really the school is pretty much closed down for now until about August 10th or so, I think. So I think we'll start to hear some PTA rumblings about some kind of welcome meeting, and so that'll be fun.
Great.
Hey, Carol, what do you think's up with Highland Park sort of making a practice of snagging Lake Highlands talent?
You know, I've had a lot of people ask me that this week, and of course we lost Jeremy Gilbert, who was the principal at Wallace, to hire, and the Highland Park folks tell me that they love Jeremy Gilbert, so we loved him here too, and he was at Merriman Park as well. I think Lake Highlands people would like to see that not become a practice, but they're fearful that it will. You know, the president of the school board over there, Leslie Melson, told me she thought there was some great synergy between the two. I think the people of Lake Highlands are ready for some synergy the other way around, maybe, and some sharing the other way around.
We're going to move on to our next topic. That is the bid going on at Lake Highlands Plaza, which is the southwest corner of Walnut Hill and Audelia. There was a big kind of town hall meeting yesterday, Sunday, and both Carol and Rick and Christina were all there. Tell me what's going on exactly.
You know, it was really a church membership meeting, but there were lots of people there from the community. And it was the first opportunity for some committee members who'd been working behind the scenes to get input from the church and have a vote as to whether or not to form a partnership with White Rock United Methodist Church.
And this is Lake Highlands United Methodist Church and White Rock that are forming a partnership?
Correct. And there had been some workings kind of behind the scenes to see if that would make sense and what would the two bring to the table and would it be a good partnership, but it was really just kind of boardroom discussion until the presentation to the membership yesterday at both churches. Meetings were held at both churches to present to the membership. It passed by overwhelming vote at both churches. That was passing the idea to create a partnership and not necessarily to purchase any property, but just to begin some more serious exploration. They have put a bid on the southwest corner of Walnut Hill and Audelia for some church uses, and perhaps some retail uses that are there already would stay. And in figuring out exactly how that property would be used is way premature. They haven't bought it. Not even sure what exactly they would do with it, but they have some ideas about expanding some of their ministries and using that property.
Let's back up for just a minute. I should say that both Rick and Carol are members at Lake Highlands United Methodist Church. And let's talk about for just a minute this partnership in general. Where exactly is this coming from? The church is coming together. It's not really coming together around Lake Highlands Plaza, if I'm not mistaken, or is it?
You know, I think it has to do with churches today in general. Big institutional churches are struggling to keep members. They're struggling to reach a younger membership base. It's similar, really, to what happens in some of our elementary schools. You know, if people like me stay in their houses forever and all my children are at college or beyond, then where are our kindergartners coming from? You know, where is the growth in elementary schools coming from? And there's a similar issue with churches in established communities like ours and like in White Rock. So I think both of the churches have had their periods of explosive growth behind them and are wanting to figure out how to grow in the future. There's some things we have in common. We both have strong preschools. CCDC at Lake Highlands United Methodist has a waiting list for all the years since I've been around, and my kids went there, and they're all beyond it now. But that might be some synergy to bring those two together. But if you bring two congregations together in one church, there's probably a need to find some space elsewhere for some of their purposes. And so there's some kind of brainstorming about, well, if we had more space, gosh, what would we do with it? Could we do some cool things that we can't do here?
Okay.
What about the businesses that already exist in that plaza?
You know, I know that the businesses that are there are concerned about whether they'll be able to stay and what their surroundings will look like. The financial plan to perhaps purchase the property by the church involves keeping retail there partly as a way to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. So the idea that the cafe and the wonderful gift store, Teehees, and my office, and some of those businesses are over there. The 7-Eleven pays their bills big time, and you know there's just some retail over there that would help make the deal and not be a hindrance.
And it sounded like the church component of the retail wouldn't even necessarily be 50% of it. And I didn't hear that number, but it sounded like they were. What the church leaders were saying was that they were intending to generate cash from the center to help fund even off-site ministry. Did you guys hear that too?
You know, I think there would be a desire to do that. I don't know if they can do it, and I, of course, haven't seen the numbers. They haven't shared numbers yet because they're really just in the beginning phases. I have been told that the financial minds working both on the White Rock UMC side and Lake Highlands side know what they're doing. And so I think there's a confidence level in some of the committee work that the advice they're getting is sound. So that helps. But, you know, I know they also had an inspection of the Walmart and the Drug Emporium site and said, I think to everybody's surprise, they're solid as a rock. So it's not a matter of trying to rehab some fallen down old building. There's high ceilings there and a solid structure for kind of whatever the church ends up needing it for.
It seems to me the bigger trick is going to be filling up the center with non-church businesses, I guess, given that the sort of the plethora of open, available retail space in Lake Highlands today, and assuming that at some point the town center gets out of off the ground and a building is built and they start snarfing up stores like the store or... They'll make runs at Highlands Cafe. They'll make a run at every legitimate business in Lake Highlands. I mean, I think this, and I'm not, based on the information I've seen, I have no comment other than this general stuff, is I think leasing that center, regardless of how it's done, will be a challenge.
Yeah, it'll be tough. I mean, a lot of the businesses that have tried to exist there haven't lasted long. So, yeah, and what I understand, there's three bidders on the property, correct? And the church is right now the highest bidder?
It appears that way, yeah.
Although that didn't even seem like a lock. It just seemed like that was their impression. Because I thought they said they were negotiating with two bidders, one of which was the church group.
That's right. And I think that it just kind of gets back to there's a lot of details we don't know. But because the church had trouble even really dealing with the seller without having the backing of their church. Now that they've got that, and with such a resounding margin, to be able to come back and say, okay, 84% of it, our people are ready for us to go forward. Now let's really talk. So I think today and tomorrow, serious talks really begin, as opposed to pie-in-the-sky brainstorming. But the other thing about the competition of places like the town center, there are some, you know, mom-and-pop retail that are just going to be priced out of the town center. And so who that will be and what kind of deals a town center will make with people to get them in there, who knows. But there still is a place for cheap rent. There still is a market for businesses that will pay cheap rent.
Well, I think there's a lot of potential neighborhood value in a neighborhood-owned center trying to make it possible, I guess, for smaller businesses, neighborhood-oriented businesses, to flourish. I don't see a lot of that right now because there's a lot of out-of-town ownership of some of the centers, and they don't care. It's just down to money. And at least on the face of it, one would assume that a neighborhood ownership, whether it's a church or anybody else, would take a little more care to try to tenant the facility with the right kind of people for neighborhood, to benefit the neighborhood.
And in fairness to the competing bidders, they say they'll do the same thing. From what I understand, they say, if we're the owners, we're going to be a neighborhood-friendly landlord, and you're going to like what you see here if we own the property, too. The good news, I think, for people who live in Lake Highlands is something is happening there, and it's going to happen sooner rather than later. We think of a foreclosure as being disastrous. It is for the person who's foreclosed upon. It's not for the people who now have a financial opportunity to purchase something and do something with it they couldn't previously afford. So something good is going to happen that center.
I think that's a good note to end on, that yes, this means good news for Lake Highlanders one way or another, it sounds like. Well, we're going to wrap this up with a new little session, a very quick shameless plug for something in the neighborhood. Carol, you had a couple good ones. Why don't you go first?
I do. The Wranglers, the Wildcat Wranglers of the Country and Western Dance Team, have been invited to perform in Europe, and they are selling Interstate batteries. AA, AAA, rechargers, everything you want. Call your favorite Wrangler and buy some today.
Yay. Great. Any other shameless plugs out there? I've got one for this weekend. It's the July 4th parade, which is the event in Lake Highlands, I think, as far as I'm concerned. And it's not on July 4th. That's important to note. It's actually July 3rd this year because July 4th is Sunday. So it's Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and
it's always fun. I've been the last 2 years, and my favorite part is the petting zoo.
And that's at the rec center after the parade,
yeah.
Is that right? Yes, there's lots of stuff that goes on at the rec center after the parade, too.
Okay, so my favorite part is free candy.
Free candy.
All you can stuff into your pockets.
There you go.
That, too.
It's a good time.
Don't feed it to the animals.
No candy for the animals. Thanks for listening to Lake Highlands Podcast. This has been Advocate Radio.